This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data and insights the sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Ross Tucker joining us. Ross, how you doing this morning, man?
Not very good. Probably like you guys. I took the Texans and the points on Sunday.
Yep.
On the Even Money Betting Podcast because I was impressed with how they played against the Patriots. Davis Mills playing better. I thought the Colts' devastating loss on Monday night in overtime. Going to be tough to bounce back from that. Texans will be competitive. That's not what happened, as you guys saw. So, yeah, very disappointed in your Texans. I've decided now that the Texans only put forth a decent effort on odd weeks.
Yeah.
When it's an odd week, weeks 1, 3, 5, the Texans have put forth a credible performance. 2, 4, and 6, they've gotten shellacked. So, I might go back to the Texans well this week, but that was disappointing. Between that and the Astros, I mean, did the Red Sox just hit another home run? What happened?
Ross, stop it already, okay? Like, they stopped hitting home runs at, like, 3 in the morning, okay? They went to bed eventually.
What was the final score?
12-3. 12-3 was the final score.
I feel like if I were an Astros fan, I would actually feel good about that because it's like you made the Red Sox get all the home runs out of their system, and it still only counts as one loss.
That's right.
You
know what I mean? That's what we're telling ourselves this morning. It's just one game. It's just one game. It's just one game. Hey, Ross, just before we move off of the Texans here, just so you know, you're right. The odd-numbered weeks, they've been competitive. The even-numbered weeks, they have not. For whatever reason, the schedule has coincided this way, though. All the odd-numbered weeks, they've been at home. All the even-numbered weeks, they've been on the road. They are on the road in Arizona this week as 17-point underdogs to the Arizona Cardinals. Just FYI.
Well, if we can get that number up to 21.5, I think I'll
let's
start
get some whales. Yes.
Oh, well, what man. Are you, Ross? Arizona, by the way, they are legit. I was kind of holding out some skepticism there, but I watched them against Cleveland. You know, they got guys at every level on defense. Buda Baker and Byron Murphy on the back end. They've got these young linebackers, Zaven Collins and Isaiah Simmons are good. Obviously, J.J. Watt and Chandler Jones up front. But then they're running the ball well with James Conner and Chase Edmonds. Now they get Zach Ertz. The Cardinals are all in on this year, which makes sense. Kyler Murray is still on his rookie contract. And I love where the Cardinals are. I think they are absolutely legitimate Super Bowl contenders.
You know, this is what impressed me about Kyler Murray when I went and watched last week's game, Ross. And he's made improvements in a lot of areas. But for a guy that is as short as he is, there are times when he has to move around in the pocket to find his passing lane, and I think he does a pretty good job of that. But there are just multiple instances of a 6'4" dude in his face. And Kyler is either, like, side-arming it or Drew Brees no-looking it over the top of this dude for completions. Like, his height doesn't seem to be nearly as much of an obstacle in the pocket as any other short quarterback I've seen.
Yeah, I think some of these guys just kind of figure it out. You know, it's like they've been short all their lives, so they have, like, Doug Flutie, like, you kind of have to figure out, like, okay, I can't throw it over these guys. I got to figure out how to do it. And they they realized how to do it. They figured it out. I think what impressed me, too, about Kyler and Arizona is that he's not really running that much. Because you know you have that, and that's such a weapon. I've never seen a human being's feet move as quickly as Kyler Murray's. Like, wait till, for the Texans fans listening, wait till you watch Sunday. Like, I'm not saying he's the fastest guy in the NFL. He's not, because I don't think his strides are very long. Like, his stride length is not very long. But his stride frequency,
yeah,
it's the craziest thing how fast his feet are moving while his upper body doesn't move at all. He's like the Roadrunner. I mean, he's like, he looks like the Roadrunner out there with the feet, like, blah, 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 but the upper body's not moving at all.
Yeah, no, very choppy. You're absolutely right. Hey, Ross, we're talking to Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider. I want to get your take on something Seth said earlier in the show as pertains to this game. We were kind of going through some, you know, former Texans facing the old team for the first time, and this will be the first time DeAndre Hopkins and J.J. Watt have faced the Texans since both of them were cut loose by the organization. Seth was saying earlier that sometimes what gives you a little extra juice leading up to a game like this is the coach specifically scheming up things for guys who are playing their old team. Like, it gives everybody juice because they can't wait to see it executed. Do you have stories along those lines, or what's your take on that dynamic of not just Hopkins and Watt going against the Texans, but it actually being a thing that brings a little extra oomph to this matchup this weekend for everybody in that locker room?
Well, there's no question that this game means a lot to J.J. Watt and to DeAndre Hopkins. I mean, I've been there too many times, but no matter what they say, you know, you still think the organization could have done more, could have, you know, enjoyed you more, done more while you were there. And you know everybody from back there is watching, and you want to show them that, man, we wish we still had them. And Seth's right. There are definitely times where the coaching staff knows that you've got a little extra motivation, and they might put something in, you know, a certain stunt or blitz for J.J. Watt or a certain play for DeAndre Hopkins. You know, they already have a bunch of plays in for DeAndre Hopkins, but something to make it even more special that gets the guys more excited. And that's a really good point in that, you know, this, you'd think that this could be a letdown spot for the Cardinals. Oh, they just had a big win on the road against the Browns. I just don't think DeAndre Hopkins and J.J. Watt are going to allow that to happen because of, I don't know if they have bad blood. You guys have to tell me, how do you think, I mean, J.J. Watt doesn't really have bad blood to the organization, does he?
J.J., I mean, he asked for his release, so I don't think he feels like he's rejected by them or anything. I think he might have some issues with, like, certain people within the organization, but he has, like, great love and affection for the McNair family. And yeah, and there's no reason for him to dislike Easterby or anything. But yeah, I think what you were touching on or alluding to, Ross, is that it's just so easy as a player to build that up in your mind, no matter what it is, in a game week. Because you're always searching for something, you know? Oh, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
Yeah, but now I'm intrigued by what you're going to say.
I was going to try to change the subject. You were going to say, I remember something. This is important. I want to get into this topic before we forget. I don't know if you guys saw my tweet on Sunday at Ross Tucker NFL, but Sunday was a big day for Deshaun Watson's trade value. Like, do you guys talk about that? Do you realize that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, when you see the Dolphins lose and Tua not play great, and then the Panthers lose and Darnold not play great, because the reality is the only person trading for Deshaun Watson at this point is the owner. You know, it's not a coach decision. It's not a GM decision. It's the owner saying, you know, talking to the league office, where are things at with the legal situation, and being like, you know what? I am willing to take that risk. I'm willing to take the heat, and I want a quarterback that is good all the time, a top five guy that can actually win championships. And I just think David Tepper in Carolina and certainly Stephen Ross in Miami, I think every time they do that, every time those quarterbacks play poorly, it helps the Texans to get what they're looking to get for Deshaun.
100% agree with you, Ross. And in fact, to the point where we had listeners sending us screen caps from a couple weeks ago where Goodell was at the Dolphin game sitting in the box with Stephen Ross. And we're sitting there looking at these two sitting next to each other going, are you telling me Deshaun Watson's name didn't come up while the two of them are sitting up there with each other watching football for 3 hours? You know that it did. It's funny you say that because we have the TV on in the studio here, and they're going through an extensive breakdown on ESPN of just what a mess the Cleveland Browns are right now, and is it Baker Mayfield's fault and this and that. And I just jotted down on my notebook here, Watson list, Cleveland question mark. I don't think it happens. If it were to happen, it wouldn't happen in season. But if Baker Mayfield, if the Cleveland thing, if they wind up being a 6-11 team this year, in a year where everybody thought they were a dark horse Super Bowl team, is that a team that could wind up on the Watson radar?
Yes. Yeah, I think there's a bunch of teams that could wind up on the Watson radar. I guess, I got two thoughts there, right? So, number one, you have a notebook, Sean?
I do.
Tell me about your notebook.
I do have a notebook out during the show because when things come up, I jot down ideas.
What kind of notebook is it?
It's just a spiral notebook with like 100 pages in it. But if I get an idea during a segment for something we can do later in the show or tomorrow, then I write it down so I don't lose it.
Seth doesn't have a notebook, does he?
No, I do. I have one. It's a Wired brand one subject notebook.
Yeah, man. We're old school.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys are old school and you guys really care. You have notebooks in case something pops in your mind?
Yes.
This is the thing that if you gotta jot down a note when somebody's talking, if you do it on your phone, it looks like you're a jerk. It looks like you're somebody who's texting or
something. That's a good point. It looks like you're texting somebody else or you're tweeting something. But if you have a notebook, it's like, oh, he's taking notes on what I'm saying.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a really good point. And I totally lost my other point.
Oh, Watson. It was about Watson. You had 2 points about Watson.
Yeah, so I would say you're right. Anybody that doesn't have a quarterback is going to be involved in Watson. Oh, I got a tweet from somebody that said, if you're Deshaun Watson and you have a no-trade clause, like theoretically he could just keep saying, no, I don't want to be traded, no, I don't want to be traded, but also not playing, and then the Texans would have to just cut him. That's not going to happen because then the Texans would just make him play and he would be not happy.
Yeah.
In theory, Ross, there may have been a deal in place already, in theory, Deshaun could just say, no, I actually want something to sweeten the deal, or I won't go, in theory.
That could have happened, in theory, yeah.
Well, you guys are making it sound like that already happened.
I don't know.
No, I don't know. I'm just being coy. I'm saying in theory. Yeah. It is. The no trade clause is it's a huge nuclear bomb in the middle of this entire deal, that it's all up to basically the whims and desires of Deshaun. Even if the Texans get the best deal in the history of football, maybe the Minnesota Vikings choose to trade Kirk Cousins and all of their next three drafts. If Deshaun doesn't want to go, then that's it. Yeah. Nope.
So I got a question. Why are the Texans like cutting Whitney merciless? Like they have to pay him for the rest of the year anyway.
Oh yeah, because they're just—it's a reset, man. It's time.
Yeah. But if that's the case, it's really poor management to have had him on the opening day roster.
Yeah,
they have to pay him his full salary for the rest of the year, and he's going to be able to go somewhere else. He's going to be able to double dip.
It was guaranteed already.
Yeah.
It was an interesting deal that Bill O'Brien had put together.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So he was already guaranteed?
Yeah. His getting rid of him was going to be.
So now getting rid of him actually gives them an offset if he signs somewhere.
Correct. That's absolutely yes. He signed somewhere for $2 million. They at least get a little bit of relief. He was going
to
cost.
No. It'll be the minimum. It's always the minimum because you want the other team to have to pay because it's like, screw them.
Well, that's what he deserves because he has not played well at all since he signed that extension. Yeah, no, Ross, this is a nuclear-level cleanup here. There's going to be more weird stuff that looks like it costs the Texans a whole lot of money to pay guys to not play for them anymore happening over the next 2 weeks. Spoiler alert.
Interesting. All right. Yeah. I will be keeping an eye on it.
Indeed. Ross Tucker is our Odyssey NFL Insider. Insider calls presented by BetQL. BetQL is here to help us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app or visit BetQL.com today. Hey, Ross, just quickly on the way out. So are you laying the 17 or taking the 17 this week in Texans and Cardinals then?
Oh, geez.
Is it the power of the odd numbered week or the power of being on the road? Which are you choosing?
I don't like spread's that high, but I'd probably take the points. That is so many points for an NFL game, man. I'd probably take the points.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know that the Texans are capable of a backdoor cover. That's the problem. Davis Mills has not engineered a touchdown drive on the road since the fourth quarter of week two against Cleveland. There's a stat for you. How you like them apples? Ugh.
Let me write that down in my notebook.
Yes, go get a notebook, Ross. By God. Hey, Ross, we always appreciate the time, brother. Have a good week. We'll talk to you next Tuesday.
See you guys.
All right, there it is, Ross Tucker. Good stuff, as always, with Ross Tucker.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.